This is the Michael K. Show.
Will you watch a second of the Masters this week?
No.
I don't understand that.
Zero. You could not be less interested. People are excited. I don't get it.
Because it's a Masters
nothing.
In November.
Zero. I'm telling
it's
you,
it's a tradition
nothing.
Of like any
there
other.
Is, I'm not Hello, watching friend. A second of it. I could not be less interested. Nothing compelling to me at all. Zero. Zilch.
I don't
think of anything that you could not care anything about. Double down on how I feel about golf.
I'm going to be locked in.
This is the Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN.
And we'll be locked in tonight, the Jets and the Patriots. But to me, the one thing that I wanted to see in this game, I can't see.
Right.
Because Sam Darnold's not playing. So what kind of ghost would would Bill Belichick have him seeing? So this game means nothing to the Jets. Joe Flacco is the quarterback. Yeah, they have their full complement of wide receivers for the first time. But even if they win, what does it mean? And I got to tell you one thing. We've had some fun with it. But anybody thinks that Bill Belichick is going to lose on purpose to the Jets, you got to be out of your mind.
No.
You think he's that afraid of facing Trevor Lawrence twice a year for however long he's going to coach after this? Stop yourself.
And also, Michael, it's gotten to the point now. Do you really want that humiliation to be the first team to lose to the Jets? Because
that's true.
I think the point differential was actually worse for the Dolphins last year when they were winless. But I didn't get the sense that it was this bad. We thought that Miami was tanking. They ended up actually playing pretty well the rest of the way, and now they look like a playoff team this year. But Michael, I don't know if Bill Belichick wants to have that kind of stink on him. Like, you couldn't beat the Jets on national television.
Now, as you said last week, Don, week 17, different conversation.
Well, then, yeah, that because then it could just be, hey, they beat us, they lose out on the player.
But there's no chance. I'd be shocked if at this stage he's given up on the playoffs.
And also, I've heard the narrative so much, Peter and Don, well, this is the game the Jets could win. Well, I guess because they're so bad and the Patriots are bad, but the Patriots almost won their last game. Well, at least they would have tied it against a really good team if Newton didn't fumble. How are the Jets winning this game?
I don't see how. But, you know, I didn't see, you know, the Cowboys almost beat the Steelers. It's crazy. Now, I don't think the Cowboys are as bad as the Jets are, and I certainly don't think the Patriots are as good as the Steelers. But, I mean, it just shows you that, hey, we saw two teams yesterday in Jacksonville and Dallas have a quarterback play his first game. The kid in Jacksonville, Michael, hadn't taken a snap in almost a calendar year. He was in Oregon State. He was a sixth-round pick. Came within a two-point conversion of actually tying an NFL game. So I guess anything is possible. But I do think it's the conversation of the teams that the Jets have left on their schedule. This might be the most, quote-unquote, winnable of them. But they're still not going to win it.
But I hate the fact that people, you know the respect I have for Belichick. I don't think he's given up on the season yet. So what are they, 3-5?
Or they're 2-5.
2-5.
Yeah. So you win this one.
They're not going to win out, but if they win out, they're in the playoffs at 11-5.
And Cam's motivated, right, Peter? Because you could just tell it's killing him that he's losing these games for the Patriots. Like, his performance has really been damning. He's on a 1-year contract. He wants to be a starting quarterback in this league beyond this year. He is going to be so motivated to play on national television tonight. You're going to get the best that Cam Newton can possibly give. Now, is that going to be enough? I don't know, because he might be done. I don't know. I don't think he is, but Peter, he's going to be motivated to play.
Is it crazy to say that in some ways Cam's career and future could hinge on tonight?
No, I mean, it's not crazy. His career could hinge on tonight as a starter.
Right. He can't be terrible against the Jets. He has to be good and get a win tonight.
It's a great point, because I think Belichick has been very kind to him. He hasn't killed him. But at some point, when the Patriots fall out of it, Michael, which could be a loss tonight, right, then why would you even start Cam? Let's thin him play. So he has to realize every loss could be his last game this year. And then he might hook up somewhere with a team, but I don't think anybody's going to give him a starting job. But there's been moments. Yes, he's now showing he's completed 66% of his passes, but two touchdowns, seven interceptions? That's just bad. He's got to be motivated to play. So that alone should give the Patriots reason enough to win this game, right? A motivated Cam. We've seen when Cam plays well, this is not a bad Patriots team. He just hasn't played well.
I doubted at the time that Bill was just, going to give up on the season. But until Newton fell into their laps, Stidham was the quarterback. He doesn't have faith in Stidham to start him now. When Cam is playing terribly, so if Cam did not drop into their laps, they would have been awful. And they might still be awful with Cam.
The fact that
all those players opted out on defense because of COVID,
right,
that hurt too.
But this will be it for Cam, because if they lose tonight and you're 2-6, then start Stidham. You got 8 games to start them. What are you doing?
I don't know, Don.
Well, what would be the – because obviously you wouldn't – you'd be out of it. I mean, not technically, but still 2-6, you're not going to the playoffs. So why not see what Stidham can do and find out if you got anything there with him?
I think
you don't care if you win or lose, because then if you end up finishing 2-14, you might be able to draft a quarterback. What would be the motivation of starting Cam after a loss to the Jets?
Well, I mean, maybe, guys, that whole Stidham conversation was all posturing, and they literally have nothing with him. Remember how we all thought, really, Jared Stidham, really? And other people jumped up and were like, well, you never know it, but Belichick and blah, blah, blah. Maybe it was just posturing to get Cam on the cheap that he knew he never had anything with him.
But wasn't guaranteed that he was going to be able to get Cam, did he? Well, somebody else could have gobbled him up. I mean, would you have waited that long to where if Cam slipped through your fingers, then what were you going to do?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe
they would have gone with Stidham. And it would have been one of those seasons where they're just playing for a high draft pick.
I think he was prepared to go with Stidham. Cam became available. He figures, you know what, I think he might have something left. Let's give it a shot. And then clearly, if he plays poorly tonight, then there's no real reason. And go back to Stidham. He may still believe Stidham can be good, but he understands that he's going to have growing pains, and you're not going to win a lot of games with him. But if I'm going to lose games, if I'm Bill Belichick, I'd rather lose with Stidham than Cam Newton.
All right, it's time now for Steve Young, brought to you by FW Webb and Weil McLean, Bigelow Tea, and the Pepe Auto Group. Steve, you might have heard what we were just talking about. Does Newton, in your opinion, in all the games you've seen, does he have anything left? Why has he played so poorly?
Something's wrong. Michael, he, early in the year, you saw the game in Seattle, moving around. I'm going to show some film tonight, like in the pocket, arm strength. It all looked tremendous. And then it just fell off. He had COVID, came back, and his arm looks hurt. He looks injured, sometimes looks a little disinterested, or still the COVID issue. I have no idea, but it's a different player, and hard to explain. But this is a guy that, the guy you see now is the guy that left Carolina, why they let him go. The guy the first couple of weeks were the guy that won the MVP,
But this is it, right, Steve? I mean, if he plays poorly tonight, and they're 2-6 and just lost to the worst team in football, then you can't start him again, can you?
And he's also lost some games for him. Like, he admitted it, and it's been terrible. So, there's just in this, Don, in the world, in the game today, in the NFL today, we talk about every week about the rule changes, safety, less time for players and coaches. It's a much simpler but yet also very athletic game built for Cam. And if he can't find success, they're going to move on quickly.
Are you surprised that Belichick has been so supportive of him?
No, because I don't know that he has many options. Remember, the plan was Jared Stidham.
Right.
Jared Stidham couldn't even win the backup job. And so I think we all hold the Patriots to a higher standard. And they've earned that. And if you hold them to a higher standard, then just another team who lost a Hall of Fame quarterback, and they're back in the quarterback roulette, trying to figure out a way to go forward, watching the cap space and so forth and so on, that's just another team, right? But this is not just another team, but they're acting like they're just another team. We don't have a plan. Jared Stidham was our plan, but now he's not a plan. Cam fell from the sky. That's our plan. Well, that might be our plan. And that's just like this incredible Patriot organization who I hold to a higher standard just feels like another team. And that's just not them. So that's why it's a little confusing.
So you don't get Sam Darnold today, and Sam was practicing last week, and the ball wasn't coming out with the same velocity that he wanted. I never understood, Steve, you know this stuff better than me, better than I do. Why are they playing a guy with a capsule problem? That could lead to surgery. What have the Jets done with this kid?
Michael, that's very contextual. You got to be the doctor inside the, you know, I remember Alex Smith when he was trying to play through Mike Singletary and Mike Nolan, and he was playing hurt all that. They drove him into the ground. I remember warming up one game on a Monday night, maybe 2008 or 9. I go, how are you feeling? He goes, I can't lift my arm. I go, why are you playing? You know, because these guys are built to dive back in, to, you know, tough it out. And they really do, you know, you have to pray that, you know, smarter minds prevail. But the player generally doesn't, especially a quarterback who's getting paid more than everybody else, needs to show that extra toughness is not the one that's going to, you know, call. And that's unfortunate because I think Alex really hurt his arm doing that. Mm-hmm. And it took him a year or two to get back. So I'm worried about Sam as well.
I'm sorry, Steve. You mentioned Alex, and of course, the Washington played the Giants yesterday. At the end of the game, there it looked like Alex Smith just didn't seem to have what he used to have. Did you see a guy who's maybe damaged beyond the knee issue?
I mean, first of all, we all, you know, reflexively honor what happened and the effort it takes to get back. With what he's come back with. And the fact that he could get on the field and play at all is just amazing to me. But there's no way that he can be who he was. There's too much, literally, there's too much of the body that he's lost, too much of the flesh that's put on. Like,
You survived.
I'm here. Sorry about that. Where did I lose
you? The last thing we heard was Alex is not going to be the same.
Yeah, he can't be. I mean, he's lost too much literal. I don't want to be too gross, but it's real flesh and muscle that he's lost. That's not coming back. And so it's amazing that he's playing and amazing that he can continue to play. But if you think you're going to see the Alex Smith from before, there's no way.
I also couldn't fathom yesterday the mental part of him coming into a game after seeing the starting quarterback break his leg that way. That must have been terrifying.
Honestly, Peter, it's like someone trying to understand how you get into an Indy 500 car or start, you know, like some of these car races. Like, how do you get in there and get strapped in and locked in and can't move for 3 hours and just race around with 3 inches behind going 240 miles an hour? And they're like, yeah, that's what I do. And it's similar to the quarterbacks. That's what we do. So we don't it's really hard to break through that emotional shell that you put together to go play. And so you us out on the outside and go, oh, my gosh, that must be so weird for Alex to see that. I can tell you in that moment, in that context, that moment, Alex is thinking about what the next play is, the next series, mm-hmm. and, you're just built that way right now.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Is that a dirty play by Peppers?
Did you think there was intent?
No.
I think there was intent to trip him up. I don't think there was intent to break his leg, but I did think he leg whipped him. So as a player, do you look at that as, yeah, it's a penalty, but he didn't mean it? Or are you really mad that, well, a lower leg injury, you just irresponsibly leg whip somebody?
You're trying to bring people down. I mean, the leg whip is classic old, you know, desperation move.
Right.
It's not like the other day when they knocked out Cowboys. What am I thinking of? Dalton, Andy Dalton.
Oh, yeah.
That's when you got to take, you know, you got to leave the field. You got to take a couple games off. I was disappointed in the league that they let him play for a couple weeks. That's where that needs to be. That's the intent I'm talking about. The leg whip, you know, it's illegal. He gets called for it, and unfortunately, comes and got hurt. But I, you know, in that desperate moment trying to bring somebody down, I can see how that happens.
Have you in your life in his career, have you ever seen Tom Brady play worse than that last night?
Yeah, but I'm... I mean, look, when does Tom play poorly? He plays poorly when he doesn't get protected. You know, if Tom Brady does not get protected, it's a problem. And that's been the case since 2000. That's not new news. And so in many ways, that's the issue. Now at 43, it really shows when he doesn't get protected. It really shows in his ability to kind of do things under duress. The older you get, the less you're capable of doing things under duress. He's still able to almost be exactly who he's been his whole career without duress. But under duress, it does change, and you've got to expect it to change. And that's why they have to keep him clean. And they have to run the football. Oh, they can't run it. What, did they set a record?
Five times.
They never heard anything like that. Like, so that's an anomaly. They'll learn. I mean, this is a good team. Whether they're great or not, they don't know that yet. We don't know that yet. We thought they had the seeds of it, which I still believe. There's Super Bowl years that we had when we had a game like that. I remember getting beat 40-8 by the Eagles in our Super Bowl run, and we won every game from there. So it can be an enriching experience getting beat like that. It just depends on who the team really is. And you'll find out next couple of weeks, you'll say, wow, that was a real learning experience. They did great. They came back from it. And Tom is, you know, they're going to run the football and try to make sure that he's protected. Because if Tom's going to have to throw his way out of trouble every week without help and under duress, especially as the games get bigger against the better teams, that's going to be a problem.
I mean, running backs carried the ball four times.
It's weird. I can't even explain it, Don. That just makes no sense. That's you can't let that happen. You know, it's like there are games, be honest with you, when you come afterwards and you look at the stats and something happened or something went poorly and you're just shocked. You're shocked at yourself that you allowed it to happen. Coaches, players, it always happens. You're like, holy crap, how did we get into that? And why would we allow that to happen? And in some ways, it, like I said, good teams can can take it and make it a growing experience. And other teams, it becomes the reason why they just collapse. So we'll wait to see. I can't imagine that they'll collapse.
The other thing, coaching-wise, and Rex brought this up earlier today, Rex Ryan, is that you play zone against Breeze, it's suicide. So what's Bull's logic behind that?
You play zone behind it?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Rex is like, they played zone defense against Drew Breeze. You're going to get carved up. And he didn't understand.
Especially against a pretty aggressive defense. I think, you know, everyone has a game plan. They have 6 days, really 3 days before Wednesday to put a game plan together. And those are those key moments when you've thought things through. And how many times as a coach, I guarantee you, when they come on Sunday evening, like, what were we thinking? But they had those days to figure, and that's how they wanted to approach it. They wanted to have, you know, the classic 11 eyeballs on Drew Brees. I mean, 22 eyeballs, essentially, 11 guys. And they wanted everybody to kind of play things in front of them, and they wanted to tackle and be strong and not allow Drew Brees these big opportunities. See, Drew is what they've struggled with, Don, is they've struggled with 20-plus yard plays. This has been a horizontal offense. They've survived it and won some games despite it. But this is a team that used to be third in 20-plus plays when they went to the Super Bowl a few years ago. Or really, no, third in the last two or three years. This year, a couple weeks ago when we had them on Monday night, they were 26th. So Bowles could have said, you know what, they don't have the big play capability anymore. So why don't we just like make them go down the field slowly, play this horizontal offense, and we'll just squeeze them to death like a boa constrictor. And obviously with Michael Thomas, with, you know, that changed with the explosiveness that they hadn't shown in the games before.
All right, before we let you go, two quick things. Did you like or have you liked, and it's a small sample size, what you've seen of Tua?
I mean, the thing, we talk every week about the game, how much it's changed. Even Peyton Manning would not recognize this game because of the rule change, because of the more college-like. It's amazing how many yards are out there for quarterbacks to go get. And because of that, how quickly we know whether someone can play or not, because the game is college plus, rather than this big huge difference between college and pro. It's very similar today, and so a guy can come in and play the offense he played in college, a la Kyler Murray, and what Tua's doing. You're going to know pretty quickly, yes or no, and that's why we make such quick decisions with quarterbacks now. It's because the game is set up for success, And if you're not successful, if you don't do things that make it feel like you're doing something pretty good, then you've got a problem. It's not our being too quick on the trigger. It's really you. And so Tua yesterday was that quick look to go, oh, yes. Oh, yeah. He's going to be just fine. And that's how fast you can decide these things. There'll be struggles. There'll be ups and downs. But that player yesterday for Miami is all the things that they were praying for 10 years. And I'm not saying you can project it all out, but in one game, I think you can get a sense in today's NFL that things are going to be just fine.
All right. Now, in closing, the Giants and the Buccaneers, Monday Night Football last week. Now the Jets and the Patriots, Monday Night Football in Jersey again. I just want to get inside the mind of Steve Young. Did you fly home or did you stay in the city the whole week?
I was home Tuesday morning. Come on.
Why?
I'm married. I got kids. I got things to do.
Isn't your son in New York?
Yeah, I know, but you know what? The college kids. Oh, yeah, Dad, hang out with me. You know what? Let's go walk in the park. Let's go spend some time, some long walks on the beach. Like, college kids, get them for dinner. Try to, you know, have them look you in the eye a little bit. Make sure that they're not spending too much money. They're under budget, you know, and then maybe one extra meal. And then it's like, thanks for, you know, that's as good as a week.
I know.
But do you want to put that wear and tear on your body? You're getting older now. Those flights wear and tear.
I know. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it, but it's a couple weeks stint. So I can handle it.
Hopefully. And I understand that it's your son, right? But he's still turning down a hang with Steve Young.
You'd be shocked how often that happens.
No, it sounds like it'd be a fun hang.
Well, we'll have a good conversation. I mean, there's no question. I got, if you pick up anything, I'll make up that I have an opinion about, even art. So,
yeah. Steve, enjoy the game tonight.
You guys are the best.
All right, you too.
Take care.
Thank you so much. Steve Young Report.
Take care.
Brought to you by FW Webb and Weil McLean Heating Contractors. FW Webb is your one-stop source for top-quality heating equipment and parts. One great example, Weil McLean Boilers. Turn to one of FW Webb's over 90 locations for unparalleled Weil McLean inventory. Bigelow Tea. Bigelow Tea is a proud supporter of this year's show, The Michael Kay Show, and the official hot tea of Joe Torre and the New York Yankees. And, of course, our good friends at the Pepe Auto Group. Let the Pepe Auto Group make your dreams of owning a luxury vehicle a reality. Visit PepeAutoGroup.com and start your purchase online. Now, I lease a Mercedes-Benz from Pepe Auto Group. And Don and Peter, when I turn my car in, I guess it's next July, they will have a brand new car. The car never leaves the garage anymore. I don't go anywhere.
It's true.
I'm not even coming close to reaching the mileage. They're going to get a brand new car back.
Didn't even.
Whoever gets this car secondhand is going to say, wow, this car's brand new.
Beautiful.
Maybe I'll buy it.
Saving so much gas money.
Oh, it's unbelievable. But you're saving gas money when gas is cheap. Now when we're going to start driving again after the vaccine, then gas will go up to like $4.
Hey, by the way, Don, we're any closer to getting the LaGreca announcement?
Oh, yeah.
How close?
A couple of weeks.
Well, you know what? You're a fraud. It's going to be winter.
No, I'm going to launch it on Thanksgiving Day. What's the matter with you?
You're launching it?
No, Michael's getting, he's irritated that it's going to take a couple of weeks, even though it's still in the fall. But I'm sorry. I had some family things that had to get tied together that kind of delayed things a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's fine, but, you know, there were some things that I had to work on.
Okay.
And now we are, things are being purchased.
Things are being purchased?
Is that right?
We hired, there's been hirings.
There's been hirings?
There's been hiring.
You know what it is?
There have been Zoom meetings.
Zoom meetings?
Yes.
Don had the pollsters out, and he knew that legalized pot was going to pass in Jersey.
Okay.
And they're going to open up La Greca pot store.
No. I got to tell you.
We're not doing that.
You would do big business.
And they're going to call it Boubange. B-O-B-A-N-J. Boubange.
No, that's not it.
B-U. Yeah.
Don't focus on the spelling.
There have been a couple B-A-N-J. Of hires. There's been purchases.
Purchases. And Zoom.
If you're one of the people that Don has hired, please call in so we can break the story.
No.
Oh, hey.
There he is. All right, we'll take a brief time out. I want to take some phone calls. We have a shorter show today. We're going until 6:30 that time. Jet pregame show with Dan Grosser and Greg Buttle. And then we'll have all the play-by-play with Bob Weaselshusen and Marty Lyons. So Stick around. This is the day to stay all day.
You stay. I'm Marty Lyons.
Yeah, there you go. Right here on Yes at 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.